When I started working, I ended up in network management. I worked for Northern Telecom for a while, which was, I was always involved in getting these new fancy things called personal computers to talk to the legacy phone switch. Mm-hmm. And then I moved into back when voice and data were separate. And so I moved from the what would we call datacom back then, and or telecom into datacom, and started using all these proprietary tools like HP OpenView, which you mentioned, IBM Tivoli, Micromuse NetCool. And these were expensive, huge tools that required quite a bit of expertise to get installed. And this was back in the, in, you know, around 1997, 98, near 2000, during the first bubble, which was awesome because if you could spell SNMP, you could get a job making $100,000 a year. And the secret was that on all these proprietary tools, there was a, you ended up writing a lot of glue. So you'd write scripts, you'd write integrations, you would look at either best of breed and try to cobble them together, or even in a suite like OpenView, you still had to do a lot of customization between the disparate pieces. Mm-hmm. And some friends of mine in 1999 started this thing called OpenNMS. We don't know of the official date. I've been told it was around July. And that company became something called Oculan. And Oculan was building a network management appliance, and it, they based it on OpenNMS, and they added on top of it a GUI and some other things, and they sold it. And I was brought on board to build a business around the OpenNMS piece of this company. Now, we consider the birth date of OpenNMS to be March 30th of 2000, because that's the first time any code was ever posted on SourceForge. It, for those youngsters, SourceForge was GitHub 15 years ago. And yeah. So if you look at it, NetSaint, which was the first project name for Nagios, came out in January of that year. So we're contemporaries. But OpenNMS is written in Java, and NetSaint or Nagios is written in C, and so it was a lot. C was, back then especially, was a lot more consumable to the open source world than Java apps. Now, I started working for Oculan on September 10th, 2001. It's a very easy day to remember because on September 11th, we sat and watched television like everybody else did. And it wasn't exactly the best time to start a business. But we managed to get a handful of customers, one of which we still have. So we've had this one customer for 16 years. And in May of 2002, two things happened. First of all, we released OpenNMS 1.0. Yay! 1.0 release. And the second thing was the investors in Oculan decided not to do open source anymore. And so they basically said, 1.0 is the last release we're going to maintain. And I saw the potential because I'd been spending now, about 8 months working with OpenNMS. And as a network management geek, I was like, here it is. Here's where we can get all these smart people together to work on this platform that basically formalizes all this glue we've been struggling to write for, you know, 10 years. And I saw the potential, so I went to the CEO of Oculan and said, give me OpenNMS. And he kind of looked at his watch and he said, well, if you're off my payroll by Friday, I'll sprinkle water on you, you'll be the OpenNMS guy, and yes, you can be OpenNMS. That was the easy part, explaining to my wife that I had just quit my job and I was starting a company. I've been informed that if you're ever going to quit your job, that this is a we decision and not just a me decision. We're still together, 24 years come April, so that worked. But anyway, so in 2002, I became pretty much the sole maintainer of OpenNMS, and I was able to keep it alive. I adopted this business model called spend less money than you earn. I know it's crazy. Mm. I watched that documentary on HBO called Silicon Valley, and so I don't, you know, I've lived that to some degree, but we're around for, you know, 16 years now because of this philosophy. And in 2004, we started the OpenNMS group. And there was three of us who started it, and we've been around since then. Again, we have to be profitable because that's how we survive.